springtime gay that brings the leaves and flowers out, as much to hear the merry way of birds who throw their song about to echo through the glen. So much I love a meadow fair, festooned with tents whose banners flare, and oh, what rapture then, when ranks upon that field prepare, each armored knight upon his mare. I love it when the scouts compel the landed gentry there to flee. A multitude of knights will swell in hot pursuit and mounting glee. And how I love it when I see a crumbling castle tall, besieged with broken tumbling wall. The host advances then, through sharpened staves contrived to maul, and ditches where the dead men fall. So too I love a brave signor who mounted, fearless, armored bright, rides first into the fray and gore. For thus does he inspire with might and valor all his men. And when the battles escalate, each man must cheerfully await to follow him again. For till a foe you desecrate, your manhood's only second rate. The club, the sword, the colored helm, the perforated, crumpled shield immediately overwhelm the vassals fighting on the field. Bewildered horses then run frantically, their riders bled, and when they're charging full ahead, all brave and worthy men must look to hacking arm and head. A coward's worth less than the dead. I tell you, sleeping food nor drink holds half the savor as the time I hear both sides cry to the brink. And when the panicked horses whine and flee without their men, I hear the cries of help in vain and see them tumble knight and thane in ditches on the fen. Their splintered lances still remain upon the meadow in the slain. Go pawn your castle, baron, your town, your city, all your store, ere ever you stop, mate.